Proclamation number 7585 of 24th of April, 1960. God's rightful representatives on earth. Living representatives of God on earth must be filled by my Spirit, otherwise they cannot serve me in the right way. For they shall speak in my stead if they want to be my true representatives, and therefore they must speak as my Spirit announces to them. They must allow me myself to speak through them and thus address people directly. They have to fulfill the conditions which allow the working of the Spirit in them. They have to live in love themselves and lively belief that I reveal myself to those who prepare themselves, and they have to constantly seek intimate contact with me in order to be able to hear me myself within themselves. My true representatives on earth are driven by my Spirit, for as soon as they are in living contact with me, my will is this and they cannot help but speak what I want to say to people. My true representatives must be filled by my Spirit. Then they will also be able to give to their listeners what touches their hearts, because then I will speak to them myself and my word will truly penetrate the heart when the human being longs for God's word. This is why my word can be heard everywhere on condition that the proclaimer first makes such heartfelt contact with me that I myself speak through him. And such intimate contact also includes love, otherwise the preacher does not desire to establish the bond with me but speaks to his listeners out of his intellect and these words do not find an echo in their hearts. Unless the longing for my word is so strong in a person that I myself want to address this person and then he also withdraws the strength from the word of God. However, the knowledge of the working of the Spirit has been lost to people and even the proclaimers of the divine word lack the understanding for it. They don't believe that I speak to people myself, that I only use the right instrument to address people directly. They don't believe that God always reveals himself in every way, that he speaks directly to a person who fulfills the conditions I attach to a direct reception of the word. And because they don't believe in it themselves, they don't make themselves the receptacle for my Spirit either. And then they're also not suitable to work as my representatives on earth. For a true representative has to serve me as a mouthpiece, he has to let me speak through himself so that people will receive God's word in truth, for the proclaimers shall speak in my stead, they shall not submit their own intellectual work to people, they shall only ever hear what I myself speak to them. They shall let my Spirit work in them. But where faith in my working of the Spirit is lacking, a person cannot claim to be my representative on earth either, for only the working of my Spirit in him stamps him as such. And this office can never be transferred from one person to another. No person can ever feel called to elevate a fellow human being to a representative of God on earth, for this office belongs to me alone. I choose my servants for myself. I send the disciples into the world. I myself speak through those who have prepared themselves to be a receiving vessel of my Spirit. I choose the right representatives for myself on earth, for I know who is suitable for such an office. I know who serves me as a mouthpiece, who completely enters into my will, who unites with me so intimately that I can speak to people through him. And people will also recognize for themselves if and when they feel addressed by a sermon, for the right representative will find the right words which touch their hearts. Yet there are only a few of them, and yet I cannot deviate from my condition that the working of the Spirit is necessary if proper vineyard work is to be done. Anyone who wants to work for me and in my stead must have an awakened spirit, or he will not be able to pass on the truth to his fellow human beings, which originates from me myself. But without truth the path to me is blocked, for no human being will be able to reach me by the path of error. But the truth is conveyed to you humans by the spirit from me, which is why only such one in whom my spirit can work can be a true representative of me on earth. Amen.